I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Let's dive into some NBA and bring in Bruce Boucher.
Well, let's start with the Lakers heading to Brooklyn. Nets plus 135 on the money line. Lakers minus 3.5. Nets dealing with some injuries. Total 226.5. 7:30 p.m. Eastern time is the first tip. Anthony Davis is expected to return tonight for the Lakers.
I'm not betting this game. Absolutely not. This is a game. Let me give a word of warning to all of you NBA bettors out there. Stay away from this game. Don't bet this game. The Nets, 1928 against the number third worst in the NBA. Oh, that's the Lakers. The Nets are even worse. 1827-1 against the number worst in the NBA. I mean, my God, you're talking about two of the worst teams against the spread in the entire association. You never know what you're going to get from night in and night out. You talk about this is the biggest stay away from me on the planet. I don't bet the Lakers and I don't bet the Nets. First of all, with the Lakers, they're always banged up. They're completely inconsistent, even though LeBron's playing good basketball right now. The Nets are the same way. So, yeah, are they on the road? Okay, Kyrie plays. Are they at home? He's not going to play. James Harden's banged up. Now KD's out. These are two terrible teams against the spread. Do not bet this game. There's a lot of games on the slate. Stay away from this one.
There's never any value on betting the Lakers or even betting the Nets. I will say usually the only spot where I will look at them is when they're getting points because they're 6-3 straight up as underdogs this season. However, now they don't have Kevin Durant. I think that's a huge, huge factor. That's not a hot take. We all know that. And also no Kyrie in this one because it's a home game for Brooklyn. And especially if Anthony Davis returns for this one, maybe it's a boost for the Lakers. I don't know. It just, when you're betting on two big name teams, there's never any value. And especially as untrustworthy as both of these teams have been this season, I don't want to bet on this one either.
Mm-mm.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I will say, though, with all the firepower out for the Nets, like 226.5 kind of feels pretty inflated for a total, especially in LeBron games where he plays a much slower pace and the Nets don't have a ton of offense tonight. I might look at that 226.5, especially if it keeps rising. Mavericks plus 125 on the money line at Golden State. Warriors minus 3.5, total 211.5. That game 10 p.m. Eastern time, so no chance I'll be up to watch it. But will either of you be betting it?
This is another one I don't especially love, but we talk about the trends. Holy trends, Batman. The unders have been so hot for both of these teams. Mavs, 8 straight unders in this one. And also, both of these teams have combined 61-29-4 to the under. Like, how do you not look at an under in this one?
I'm playing the under here. I know it's a trend, but I'm going to keep playing it until we see it start to dip off. We're talking about two top five defenses. These are the two best under teams in the NBA. It's not close. We've seen early money come in on the under. Steph Curry is struggling in his shooting efficiency right now. Klay Thompson is questionable. As a home favorite, Golden State is 7-16-2 to the over. This just screams under. So I'm going to continue riding this trend, hopefully making money. And the last time these two teams met, the Mavericks held Golden State to 82 points. That is a season low. They're such a good defensive team. And again, you can't trust the Warriors scoring right now. I'm a little worried that Draymond is out because he's such a good defender, but I'm on the under.
I will say, though, I would wait to bet the under on this because the last time these two teams played, it opened 212.5 and it got steamed like crazy, ended up closing 216.5, which is where I bet the under, and it cruised. So I would wait because if that same steam comes in, we're going to get an inflated number later in the day.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.